Friday, March 29th, 2019. This is the Morning Mix. And good morning, everyone. JW here with Christy.
Good morning. Happy springtime. Doesn't feel like it, but I heard the birds.
Yeah, I heard the birds chirping too. And I just talked to Robbie Schumacher. He said up at Silver Lake, he was putting his skis on. He says there's 5 to 6 inches up there.
There was at least that much in my backyard. And yeah. I heard from the cowboys in the studio that in Salt Lake, there was quite a bit of snow as well. And tree branches broken.
Well, I'll tell you what, whatever these guys say, I'm believing.
I was going the opposite way.
They have a ton of credibility. First of all, they're beautifully dressed. And I've seen these guys before. And I'm really happy they're here today.
I should say it's Hired Guns. They are our musical guests for the hour.
It's Howdy.
Howdy.
Not hello. Howdy.
Howdy.
Well, they will be our musical guests through the hour. It's Craig Creek Johnson and Lanny the Marshall Scopes. Happy to have them here. During the show today, we're also going to talk to Arlie Kinchelo. She is Sister Sparrow of Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. I think she's going to be calling us from the road. They are playing tomorrow at Park City Mountain Resort on the plaza as part of the big Spring Groove concert, followed by Anderson East. Super excited to talk to her. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to talk to Sarah Gibbs. She is the director of the Alta Community Enrichment Association. It's like throwback mountain community, small community, and the events they've got going on. So they've got a snowflake festival this weekend and some other things later in the spring. Excited to hear about that.
Sounds pretty good. And I've been listening to Arla's...
Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds.
Yeah, I've been listening to that music all morning. It's really good.
I'm going to tell you, they sound great, but it's a fun show to watch
Sure.
So I encourage you. They're on at 2:00. So I'm going to have to get off the slopes to go see them. But I've seen them many times at other festivals, and so I'm excited they're coming here.
If you're just joining us, this Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters when we return. The Hired Guns featuring Craig Creek Johnson and Lanny the Marshall Scope. Stay with us.
Earl Foote here. Frustrated with your current business technology? Nexus IT proudly supports KPCW and other local businesses with IT support, IT and hardware as a service, Wi-Fi, cybersecurity defense, and creative cloud solutions since 1998. 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Hi, this is Ethel Preston from KPCW. Part of our mission is to help local nonprofits spread their message throughout the community. If your organization has an event coming up, let us know. Go to our website, kpcw.org, click on the Community tab, then Public Service Announcements. Enter your information, and our volunteer Air Force will spread the word. At KPCW, we're your community bulletin board. Tune in and listen like a local.
Welcome back, Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Happy spring, everyone. Our musical guest for the hour, Hired Guns, featuring Craig Creek Johnson and Lanny the Marshall Scopes. Check out the podcast after the program because you will see how these guys are adorned in cowboy wear. They're ready for everything. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, just get a little closer to your mic when you're yakking. Yeah. And how you all doing? You drove out from Heber?
No.
We actually drove up from Salt Lake City.
We both lived
down in the valley down there.
Okay. All right.
Why did you go Heber? Because of the cowboy poetry?
I think
just
it was
put
cowboy
you in a mind.
Yeah, I just made that association, but yeah.
And that's okay. A lot of people do that, and we'll be there in the fall, but not yet.
Right.
So I see these guys a lot at corporate events and community events, and they're always... out presenting, but they have a public speaking engagements and corporate leadership. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that part of the business, Craig?
Well, part of what we do as Hired Guns is some corporate training, team building. We call it riding for the brand. So it's a lot of customer service and leadership training, all based on cowboys and then doing things the cowboy way.
Can you give us one tidbit of what a cowboy way would be?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's easy to get people motivated as the marshal. I just pull my pistol and I say, okay, I bet you get motivated right now before I shoot you.
So, okay, one real tidbit, Christy. If it's right, do it. And if ain't right, don't.
Oh, that's okay. So that takes us back. I mean, that sounds like something my grandmother would say.
I feel like we just boiled it all way
down. Yeah, I mean,
down.
We just netted the whole
to
thing
the bouillon
out.
Cube.
All right, folks, you can turn us off now. We've solved everything.
There's going to be a quiz after the end of this hour.
What are you guys going to play for us first?
Well, we have a trilogy that we're going to do throughout the hour.
Okay.
And it tells a story about, we call it the Marshal and the Outlaw because I'm the Marshal and Creek ain't.
So,
but it tells the same story from two different sides of the fence, kind of like it would have been in the Old West. The Marshal's chasing the outlaw, what the outlaw did, how he gets close to being hung, and how I save his life in the end.
Well, you gave it all away.
No.
These are three songs that we actually wrote, so this kind of tells the story.
Hired Guns featuring Craig Creek Johnson, bad guy. Lanny the Marshal Scopes, good guy. Well, actually, they're both good and bad, and I'm sure that'll come out in these songs as well. Live on the Morning Mix.
Is that us?
Yeah.
I saddled up my pony, polished up my gun. I set out on the trail again, following the setting sun. I've been chasing now for weeks that outlaw on the run. Bringing him back to justice, face a trial or a gun.
Alive or dead, the poster said, the face I saw was mine. I don't know why I'm wanted, and up there on that sign, shot a man who cheated me at cards and pulled his knife. But the marshal won't believe me, so now I'm running for my life. It's the law that keeps me riding, but the law should be my friend. Instead, I guess I'm bound to roam. I can't tell what's right or wrong now. Wish I knew where this will end. I'm just longing to go.
Used to be the best of friends, comrades through thick and thin. But now it's my sworn duty to hunt him down and bring him in. The man he shot deserved it, there were no other way. But I reckon that he's crossed that line and now there's hell to pay.
Time was we ran together, riding herd and raising cane. But he chose right and I went wrong, I've got myself to blame. This ain't like playing hide and seek, can't be no happy end. I never dreamed that I might die at the hand of my best friend. It's the law that keeps me riding, but the law should be my friend. You know I did. I can't tell what's right or wrong now, but some fences you can't mend, and so I ride on through the night.
It's law that keeps me riding, riding without rest, and forced to uphold justice, and this tin star upon my chest.
Hope this don't end bloody, a showdown in the sun, forced to face my one true friend in the barrel of the gun.
It's the law that keeps me riding, but now I'm being forced to choose. I can't tell what's right or wrong now, does it matter in the end? Either way, I'm bound.
It's
down to
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
KPCW shows are now available for podcast. Either through your iTunes or Google Play apps, just search KPCW and download your favorite public affairs show so you can listen whenever and wherever you want. From the local news to mountain money, from this green earth to the mountain life, Cool Science Radio, The Morning Mix, and Cata Domingo. KPCW Podcasts, just another way you can listen like a local.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy and our musical guests for the hour, part of our ensemble, Hired Guns, Craig Creek Johnson and Lanny the Marshall Scopes. Ah. Hey, it's currently 34 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios in Old Town. We're going to continue to have snow. Snow showers likely, 70% chance probability. Is quantified by the National Weather Service. Tonight, 60% of snow showers. So looks like Saturday be a good day to get some powder as well. We will keep our eye on that, of course. And, of course, things are changing all the time. If you don't like the weather, wait an hour. Best thing to do is to stay tuned to KPCW, and we'll keep you appraised of weather and traffic and, you know, what Lanny and Craig are up to, everything. And then Sunday, we have a sunny day, high of 49. We're back into that spring deal. And on Monday, we have a high of 55. So what do you think of that, Christy?
Well, I think that this morning when I decided not to get up in time to clear the snow out of my driveway and I just drove over it.
Yeah.
You know, that can be a mistake in December where you're like, ah, that snow's going to be there forever. And I thought, I could wing it. Probably be gone by Monday.
Yeah, I agree.
And I want to bring up Monday is Clown Day. I know people are making their Clown Day preparations.
Oh boy.
Don't forget, April 1st, Clown Day. And I have a clown costume that I keep and wear once a year
on top of my
ski clothes. But you don't have to go as a clown. You could be anything. And it's that springtime of year where you can throw a costume on or a, I don't know. You see people in like hot dog cover-ups. I don't know. Just for whatever reason, because it's springtime and it's skiing. And that's why we live here, to frolic and be silly in the mountains.
Does this include a multicolored afro?
Oh, I have a, I don't know what that thing is. It's like a hat kind of thing, yeah.
Right.
I wore it last year. I think I'm going to figure it out again. I'm not sure how I got it to stay on my helmet.
Right.
I had a blue wig under it, so it might have been just the girth factor. I don't know, something like that.
Right.
I got a lot of costuming to work out because I am going to be a pond skimming judge again.
Oh, good.
In the category of costuming. So it's important that I come well presented.
Craig and Lanny, are you familiar with the pond skimming at the canyons?
We go there because sometimes we can get some frogs and stuff off the top.
Yeah.
And they go real well with coffee and beans at night. Depends on how deep you skim because sometimes you get a catfish or two. So you got to be careful.
You know, frogs and beans, it just doesn't get any better than that.
You know, frogs and beans. That's not the way many chats.
It's not a well-known fact about
cowboys.
Yeah,
not many chats
start
that way.
We like that, though.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself, part.
You know what I like? I like as they're moving around a little bit, you hear the jingle jangle of the spurs, you know?
I wonder if the listeners can hear that.
I don't know, but you know.
Well, if you throw an extra jingle in, yes, we're hearing that.
Hey, our next guest will be with us in just a couple of minutes. You want to introduce their song?
Oh, so this is a song called Sugar by Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. This is off one of their, not the most recent album, but a really great song I love to hear. So we're going to play that and get Arlie Kinchelow on the phone.
Yeah, and so we'll talk to her all about what's cooking with her engagement tomorrow. Sugar.
They say
As we've been saying, spring groove is upon us. It's Park City Mountain's celebrated 16 days of spring skiing, slopeside events, warm weather, extended daylight hours, and daily live music, including tomorrow's big doubleheader concert at the Park City Plaza in front of Legacy Lodge with Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds and Anderson East. It's a highly anticipated concert for music lovers, skiers, snowboarders. It's going to drag me off the mountain to go see Sister Sparrow at 2 p.m. Sister Sparrow, Arlie Kinchelow, is on the phone with us right now. Welcome to the Morning Mix.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. So good to hear from you. I've seen you several times at various festivals and concerts. I wonder, I think you've been to Park City before. Is that right?
Yeah, we have. I think it's been a few years, but it's just so pretty. We're excited to come back.
And where are you guys living right now? Where's the band coming out of?
We're all sort of based in the Northeast. We used to be based in Brooklyn for many years, but we've all since sort of gotten priced out. So I'm in the Hudson Valley as well as my brother, so just a little bit upstate, which is closer to where we're from. We grew up in the Catskill Mountains, so it's a little bit more like home for us, which is really nice.
Arlie, I've been listening to your music all morning. I got up early and just really enjoy it. Great harmonica work. Is that your brother?
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's my brother. He's a monster. He's amazing. Yeah. It's been fun to watch him get better and better and better as we've come through the years together playing music and stuff. And he's just recently picked up playing lap steel as well on stage, so we've added that to the show, which is super fun.
You know, this is a pretty cool show. We've got Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. Our musical guest for the hour is Hired Guns with a marshal and a bad guy. And, I mean, we've got all sorts of good stuff happening this morning. Great names.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Are you from Brooklyn?
Well, we lived in Brooklyn for many years, so I got the band together there in Brooklyn.
Okay.
But, yeah, as I said, we were born and raised sort of in the Catskill Mountains, upstate New York. But then my brother and I moved to Brooklyn to get the band together and kind of find some more younger musicians and stuff. And as you can imagine, it's a little slim pickings in the Catskills, although there's a lot of rich musical history there. We felt like we had to kind of widen our pond, if you will. So that's why we went down to Brooklyn.
Well, there's some great musicians there, that's for sure.
Who would you say are your musical inspirations? Like, who do you channel? How did you go about developing your band sound and your personal sound?
Well, I think as a young lady, very young lady, I listened to a lot of Bonnie Raitt and Emmylou Harris, actually, as a child, really. My mom's the two favorites. And also my dad really likes Little Feat and the Band. And so we grew up listening to that kind of stuff. And as I got a little older, I got really into soul music. So I started listening to Aretha Franklin, Etta James, Nina Simone, and so those ladies really spoke to me. And I think nowadays I do my best to pay homage to any one of them at any point, which is a tall order, but I do my best.
We played a little bit of one song, and we'll play another one as we end the interview. But for anyone who hasn't seen you and hasn't heard enough music yet, how would you describe your show? Because I think the show, I'm always a big critic of, like, if a band is great, but then the show is boring, or if the band doesn't really know how to capture the show in the recordings, you know, there's a separation. But I think you got both going on, but the show is so entertaining. Can you talk about where it comes from or how you guys want to play it out?
Yeah, we've always been kind of a live band. So the recording albums has always been taken a back seat to the live show for us for whatever reason. And I think we, over time, have really cultivated the energy and the sound. And I think in our younger days, it was a pretty wild show. And we've sort of honed in a little bit. We like to keep it super high energy, but also have some dynamics and be able to take it down for a few and you know, get a little quiet sometimes, which I think is an important thing to learn after doing it for many years. But for people who haven't seen us, I would say it's fun, it's live, it's high energy, as I said. We've got horns, you know, so it can be a little raucous, and it's definitely a dance party, so hopefully people like to get down.
Yeah, it's a little tougher to pull off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon than at 10 o'clock at night, isn't it? I mean, as far as how hard you have to work to get the crowd over, right?
Yes, for sure. But we're no stranger to early sets. We've played festivals where sometimes, you know, we have to load in at like 9 a.m. and it's that's pretty early. But we'll do our best. And usually, you know, if we play early, it just means we get up and we get warmed up earlier. And we just, you know, we all have our own little pre-show rituals that we do no matter what. So usually our show is pretty consistent no matter what time of day. We hope that anyway.
Well, we should reflect that on our side, the viewer side, most people will be in ski boots. It does affect their jiggability. Yeah, I think your feet stay kind of planted and you just have to move the rest of the body. Yeah. I'm in snowboard
right.
boots. It's a little easier. Yeah, it's a lot of arms.
You're playing in a great place. You're going to be on the main stage at PCMR, Christy.
Yeah, it's in front of Legacy Lodge.
Right in front of the Legacy Lodge. Okay,
as I understand it.
As you understand it.
They might re-rig it. I think that's where it is. Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
I think if you go to Park City Mountain, you'll see a big stage, and that's where it's going to be.
Yeah.
And we'll probably hear sound check going on, so that'll be an indicator for anyone who's trying to make it. So you guys are driving from Denver, I think, over here, and we just had a little bit of a storm. Do you ever have any good breakdown stories or bad breakdown stories? That seems to be the stretch.
Well, we've had a few.
Let's all knock on wood, but that seems to be the stretch that people lose something.
Yeah, we've never broken down in the mountains, but I probably shouldn't have said that now out loud to
we're all knocking on
for
wood.
Bad luck, but thank you. But we have broken down in the middle of the desert a couple of times. Broke down in Arizona once, broke down outside of Barstow, California, very early on when it was really just my brother and me. So we've had some long hours on the side of the road a few different times, which is not fun. But, you know, when you're young and you're on tour, it's kind of exciting. You try to make the most of it. But we hope that does not happen today.
And as band leader, can you just relegate that the repair part to someone else? Like, okay, you got that. I take care of everything else.
Yeah. Well, a little bit. I mean, there are a lot of people in the band, so there's you know, everybody has their roles. And gosh, when we had those bad breakdowns, it was because we were in, you know, older and more rundown bands when we were more on the early side of our touring days. So we were all just doing it together. I think we all had a collective panic and then just kind of tried to help each other get through it.
Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds, your music is available on iTunes, on Amazon. Where are some of the other locations?
Well, you can go to our website, sistersparrow.com, and you can see all of our records, and we have a couple of our records available on vinyl as well. But if you'd like to stream the music, you know, we're on all the streaming platforms as well, if you want to just check it out at first. So.
And you should definitely come see the live show tomorrow, 2 o'clock, at Park City Mountain on the big stage. Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds, welcome to town again. And thank you so much for joining us, Arlie.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'll look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow morning.
Yeah, great. And we front-ended the interview with half of the song Sugar, and now we're going to play a song, Ghost. Which album is Ghost from?
So that's from our newest album. The album is called Gold. And fun fact, we have that album on vinyl, and the vinyl is actually gold. So we'll have that for sale tomorrow.
There you go.
Got to get that for the collection.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. And here you go with a gold. Well, it's not gold, but it's a ghost on a vinyl album that's gold.
Close for the evening, and I told you that.
Told you that.
There ain't no upper.
Welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. It is time
for the weekend events.
Yeah.
Tonight is the last Friday of the month gallery stroll. It's put on by Park City Gallery Association with galleries to visit in and around Old Town. It's a free community event, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m.
Park City Film Series will be screening Arctic. It's an enthralling survival tale set in the most challenging environment on Earth. It's showing Friday and Saturday at Jim Santee at 8, Sunday at 6.
The musical stage production of Mamma Mia continues at Egyptian Theater this weekend with shows Friday and Saturday and Sunday. You can get tickets at parkcityshows.com.
Heber Valley Railroad is running their Taylor Train. It's a train ride themed on the music of Taylor Swift, complete with Taylor Swift sing-alongs during the two-hour scenic ride tonight from 7 to 9 p.m.
PC Girl Cabaret is a cabaret-style show written about the life in our community. It'll be performed tonight at Flanagan's on Main at 9.
Here's what's cooking for live music on Friday night. Huda Fagawi at the Cabin, Spock Block and DJ Liam at the Spur, and Oscar and Julia at the Silver Star Cafe.
Let's move on till tomorrow. Saturday, Canyons Village Master Association invites you to ride the bus to the Canyons Village Transit Hub for your day on the slopes. And if you arrive between 7 and 10 a.m., you'll receive free coffee, donuts, and free swag as part of their Bus Rider Appreciation Day.
Park City Institute is hosting their legendary award-winning contemporary dance company, Parsons Dance, 7:30 p.m. at the Eccles Center. Eccles Center here in Park City, all tickets, $29.
And options for live music tomorrow night in and around town include Rick Gerber for Opry Ski at Snow Park Lodge, Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds on the Plaza stage at PCMR at 2 p.m., and Anderson East on the same stage at 4 p.m. The Poor is at the Cabin, Shuffle and DJ Jeski at the Spur, and Rogers and Buffington will be at Silver Star Cafe.
Folks, that's going to button it up for Sunday. We're going to move on to Monday, annual subversive celebration of Clown Day, elaborate Clown Day, with après-ski music at Canyons by Trigger and Slips and at the Payday Deck by Street Corner Boogie.
Again, on Clown Day, you dress up either as a clown or whatever you choose to be, but be something, you know, fun and frolicky. Also on Monday, the Wasatch Mountain Film Festival opens at the Jim Santee Auditorium with screenings at 7 p.m. Festival continues throughout the week with screenings at the Leonardo Museum in Salt Lake City.
Folks, if you've been enjoying this beautiful guitar work underneath our little weekend events talk, that of course is our band, our musical guest for the hour, Hired Guns, Craig Creek Johnson and Landy the Marshall Scopes. And gentlemen, you going to play another song for us?
Yeah. Can we stop playing this now?
You can stop playing that one right now if you want. he's exhausted.
We're not done with that one.
Man, I tell you, breaking a sweat there.
Hey, before we start, where can people see you? Because they're hearing you, but the visual is so good. Where will they see you next?
You know, like you said, Christy, most of the stuff that we do is corporate.
Mm.
So there aren't, until the fairs come this summer, the county fairs, and we'll be all over the place with county fairs and state fairs and stuff like that, then that's, go to website, shoot us an email, we'll be glad to let you know where we're going to be. I realize that's not very
I feel like cool, I've seen you many times on the canyons. Yeah.
Up there, we were up at St. Regis all month long, playing for their guests, and, that's kind of how it goes. So no regular place that we can tell you about right
all
now.
Right.
Coming up.
What are you going to play for us next?
This is part two.
This is part two of the trilogy.
Of the trilogy.
After the first one, this is what happened next.
This is what happens next. Yeah. Live in the Morning Mix, Hired Guns.
I look at the moon through my window, but the bars, they're distracting my view. I keep thinking about tomorrow at noon, what the old lawman will do. He'll lead me out to the courtyard with hands tied, he won't set me free. There's a lot of songs about wanting to run, song about me. Well, he ran for his freedom for 7 long months. But this badge would not let him go. And I know that he acted in pure self-defense, but the jury did not see it so. So I'll go by the book, even though he's my friend. For my conscience, I'll never be free. There's a lot of songs that say justice is blind. The first one I sung about you. Well, my mom, she'll be there watching as I climb up those steps and stand tall. She'll turn her face so the townsfolk don't see. She'll pretend she don't know me at all. So I look straight ahead in the distance and act brave like a man ought to be. There's a lot of songs about hiding your fear. You're the first one I've sung about me. My wife will be there in the midst of the crowd. She knows what I'm going through. She'll say it's all right because it's the law, but she knows it'll never be true. If I could trade places tomorrow with the man in his place, I would be. There's a lot of songs that say life is unfair. The first one I sung about me. Now I look out the window and wonder, and I know I brought this on myself. There's a lot of songs about things going bad, but they're always about somebody else. I don't think I can sleep in this jail cell tonight, knowing too soon tomorrow will come. Meal and say one final prayer before I walk out in the sun. Now the gallows are casting a shadow on the wall of the jail I can't see. There's a lot of songs about watching the moon. There's a lot of songs about dying too soon. There's a lot of songs about hanging at noon. It's the first one I've sung about me. There's a lot of songs about hanging a man. It's the first one I've sung about me. There's a lot of songs about hanging. Here's the last one I'll sing about me.
Well, 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 very good. Hey, you know, I like this whole thing about a marshal with a heart. You know, you've got a lot of empathy for this situation, and you'd even trade with them.
Well, yeah. You know, that's in the Old West. You'd kind of grow up together, and you'd end up riding together, but sometimes you took the different trail, and when you came back together again later, you know, you were under maybe different circumstances, but still the basic roots of friendship were still there.
Yeah, but the popular culture has us believing, with the exception of Marshall Dillon, has us believing that the marshal is always, you know, gonna with an iron fist is going to take care of that town, and there's no exceptions. And you've got a heart, so that's kind of good.
Well, thank you.
Well, and you said a few minutes ago, J.W., that you know, back then especially, there was kind of a fine line between good and bad and who was on which side. And,
they
switched throughout, you know, bad guys became marshals and marshals became bad guys, and that's just kind of how it was.
Yeah.
It's good to know things have changed from not knowing who's on the good side.
More or less.
Yeah. A lot of people think I'm the good guy and Christy's not, but the truth is that she's got some good qualities.
If you could be in the studio right now and see what we're seeing, it'd change your opinion, by God.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, we look forward to the final installment of the trilogy, and that'll be...
Cliffhanger. Well, we are joined on the phone now. Our next interview is with Sarah Gibbs. She's the director of Alta Community Enrichment, or ACE. Their mission statement is to create opportunities in arts, culture, and education for the enhancement and well-being of the Little Cottonwood community. We're so excited to talk to you and hear what's going on over at Alta. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I know this weekend you have the Snowflake Festival. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Last night we had the Alta School play, which was The Jungle Book, and standing room only. Today we have a gnome hunt where a gnome is hidden at Alta Ski Area. We have a hole-in-one on the snow, a talent show tonight. And then tomorrow we have a biathlon. Sunday is a chili cook-off. It's the 33rd year for the chili cook-off. And then a huge opportunity drawing on Sunday as well.
Sarah, is there just one gnome that's going to be hidden?
There's actually two this year.
Oh, okay.
I was going for the gnome hunt, too. I want to know more about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We like to rig these things. We like to figure out how to win before we get on the slopes and compete.
Yeah, well, the gnome was hidden last night before the lift closed by the Alta Ski Patrol, and they were a little worried about them surviving the night of snow and then the avalanche safety that happens with the bombs. But they were checked on this morning and they're good to go.
Okay, so the gnomes didn't get taken down in the avalanche, setting off avalanches. How much snow did Alta get today?
About a foot.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy, good for you.
And what a lot of terrain to cover to find gnomes.
Well, we limited it just to an area called Westford Ho.
Okay. And how big is a gnome?
Next year it's going to be out bigger. They're just tiny little gnomes.
Yeah. Like 6 inches or like 2 feet?
About 10.
So, Sarah, you know where Christy's going with this. If one were to bring their own gnome, what color would it be? And would it be 6 inches or 2 feet? You know, Christy loves
some 4-foot garden gnome.
I
found the gnome.
I'd show up with a 10-footer, you know. That'd be great. Sarah, I'm curious, has Alta, have they extended their closing yet?
No, they have not. They go until Easter, take 4 days off, and then open back up for the last weekend of April.
Okay.
And the talent show, I know people already had to sign up. Is that only open to people in the community, or is like that live in the Alta area, or anybody?
All of ACE events are open to people that live, work, play in Alta, so anybody can come.
And I think there was a disclaimer on the sign-up form saying, like, no fire, no pyrotechnics.
No firearms.
Yeah, has that happened in the past?
No, I just, you know, being careful.
You know your community. And then the biathlon. Go ahead.
People, you know, do like, different kind of fire throwings, and they're all safe. I just didn't want to do it indoors.
Well, you don't want to bring dynamite to the egg hunt.
No.
Oh, but I could see like the poi ball, you know, the fire twirling. Yeah, that would be a good talent to have, but Sarah doesn't want it in the community area.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
I would think with hula hoops it'd be pretty good. The fire
thing. Set it on fire.
The fire thing.
She doesn't want fire. Okay, anyway, we'll move on. There's other talents people could have. And the biathlon, I think you had some training during the week. Is that for people who've never done it so they can have a chance to try it out? Or are people kind of ringers for the biathlon up there?
We have both ringers and newbies. The key is you have to have done target practice.
Oh, no errant shots. No first timers.
No. Yeah. There's still errant shots, but you have to do some practice. It's a pretty big event. We get a couple hundred people watching.
Now, Sarah, we're talking about the Snowflake Festival at Alta, but you are the director of Alta Community Enrichment. The acronym is ACE. So you're involved in events all year round. What sort of other things do you get involved in?
Well, for our mission, we can do art, culture, and education for well-being of the community. And so we do anything from weekly yoga classes to art instruction to different kinds, you know, the Snowflake Festival, Wildflower Festival. We also have 4 grants that we offer to the community. We do outreach to the school. And then part of our well-being program is that we do a little bit of mental health programming, just kind of getting the conversation, continuing to talk about mental health.
And how many people do you think you serve that are part of the community there?
Well, we get about like 6,000 attendees a year. I'm not sure of the exact number, like within the community.
Like what would you say the population of Alta, of Little Cottonwood Canyon is?
Well, the population, according to census 10 years ago, is about 300. But essentially, really only 100 people probably live up there year-round. You know, it fluctuates from summer to winter, you know, because it's busier in the winter.
Interesting. And then you're also doing, you run the egg hunt, so you guys are good at hiding things on the mountain.
Yeah.
That's way back at the end of April.
Are there only 2 eggs?
Yeah, I wish. No, we get like 2,000 eggs, and I just have a couple people over to my house, and we stuff them all, and it's probably the most stressful 2 minutes of my life.
See, the tough thing for us in Park City, Christy, is that we'd have to go all the way down the hill and go around and then go up into Cottonwood. And there's all these people that live right down there below, and they can just jump in their cars.
They're all in front of us.
Yeah, and they can attend these events. But we could still attend.
Yeah, still can attend. A little bit easier in the summer.
A lot easier.
And we do really great summer events. We do live music outside on the Alta Peruvian Lodge lawn. Do a lot of really cool like arts and craft kind of events, outdoor yoga. And the cool thing about ACE is that majority of our events are free or very little cost.
Well, we'll be sure to talk to you again in the summer. You alluded to the Wildflower Festival. When does that generally take place?
It's usually for Alta. It's usually the last Saturday of July. This year it's the second to last Saturday. But the Wildflower Festival is now Alta Snowbird Solitude Brighton.
That's a lot of land to cover to go see flowers.
Yeah. Cottonwood Canyon Foundation has kind of taken over, they have taken over the walks, and for Alta's Day, ACE just covers kids' art and the music part of the day. It's been a great partnership with them.
We should put together an entry for the talent show. What do you think?
For next year. We'll have to work on next year. Yeah.
You got to get up here by 6:30.
Okay.
P.M.?
Yeah.
Well, I always thought I was going to do pond skimming. Before I was a judge, I thought, oh, I'm going to do it. But you have to get up there super early. And
you
then
do.
Then I was out.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. And one last event, Earth Day. What do you got cooking for Earth Day on April 20th?
Earth Day is also a great collaborative event of many organizations and businesses. On the snow, there is information about recycling. Bicycle Collective is going to be coming up. Tour of the Ranger, all sorts of great little daytime events. And then for Après Ski, we're having live music and food and beverages and opportunity drawing up at Our Lady of the Snows at 4:30.
Excellent. So lots of fun things going on at Alta by the Alta Community Enrichment. Sarah Gibbs is their director. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us about what's going on outside of our little bubble here. It's great to hear
and
from
into
you.
And into our even smaller bubble.
There you go. Well, we hope to talk to you again for the summer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
And we also want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
You are listening to KPCW in Park City. We have a final underwriter. When we return, the boys are going to play the final song of the trilogy. And I'm looking forward to seeing if the hangman gets his way. Stay with us.
The jukebox musical romantic comedy Mamma Mia has been delighting audiences worldwide, featuring the songs from Swedish pop group ABBA. Come enjoy this fun and hilarious tale set in Greece and full of spectacular singing and dancing at the historic Egyptian Theater, March 22nd through the 31st. Tickets to Mamma Mia can be found at parkcityshows.com or 649-9371. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy and part of the ensemble for the hour, Hired Guns, Craig Creek Johnson, and Lanny the Marshall Scopes. They're playing a trilogy. They played two out of the three. We're about to get the third. I just wanted to mention to Christy, since they brought up Frogs and Beans, I am so hungry. I can't wait.
That's horrible.
I can't wait to get out and get some breakfast. I just don't know if I can get anyone to fry up some frogs and beans for me.
I got some in the saddlebag.
Do you? Oh, well, we're in good shape then.
That's even worse. Warm in the saddlebag.
Been there for a month.
They're frozen.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. So we're now going to have the trilogy,
yes.
And we want to thank you for being our musical guest.
Well, thank you, partner, for having us. We appreciate it.
Oh, we've had a lot of fun.
We may want to mention that we're also known as In Cahoots. That was our band name way before Hired Guns came into being, so
right.
People might out there might know us as In Cahoots as well, so just
okay.
An FYI.
Okay. So Hired Guns, a.k.a. In Cahoots, playing the final of a trilogy, and gentlemen, we will see you around town.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes, you will. Felt the rope rest on my shoulders. I felt the weight seemed like a ton. I felt the noose close tight around my neck, but felt no remorse for what I'd done.
I saw my friend up on the gallows. Saw the injustice that he got. I saw that judges can be crooked. I saw that juries can be bought.
Well, I knew my life was over. I knew it had only just began. But I knew that when that light started shining, that I'd die an innocent man. Sometimes in life you must make choices. Sometimes that's the way it's got to be. Sometimes it's when you hear the choices saying, right out faster, right out free.
I saw my friend up on the gallows. Saw the injustice that he got. I heard my door slam shut behind me. I heard my badge land on the walk. I saw a rider pulling horses. I saw her raise a dusty cloud. I heard her see her smile as she joined me. I saw confusion in the crowd.
I felt the trapdoor fall beneath me. I felt a shot ring through the breeze. I felt the rope snap as I dropped through the floor. Then felt my horse between my
my knees. Took his gun back to his holster. He took his knife and cut my bands. We took a hard turn for the southwest. We took the law in our own hands. And now we're riding for the border. We're riding fast and running free. We're riding side by side, three outlaws, riding in Zippin's story. And now we're making our own choices. We're making life the way we see. We're making sense of what was senseless. Making sense of what was senseless. Making our own history. We're making our own destiny.
Wow.
Very nice.
I have a deep question, but maybe you can answer it quickly. So when you write songs like that, how much research goes into... I mean, we know the cowboy story a little bit, but how much goes into making it authentic?
Oh, a ton.
I mean, in your whole act, not just the songs.
We start with, from the spurs up to the hat. We try to be authentic. Like you said, when you get on stage, you're expecting to see cowboys, and that's what you want to see. So that's what we do. And the songs that we write are typically stories that we've either heard of or we kind of fleshed out. And we bring a cowboy twist to it.
If there's a little bit of history, we'll do a little research. Like we wrote a song about the Pony Express, for example. So we did some research on that to make sure our facts were right.
I would also say that generally speaking, any song, a cowboy song that has the gallows involved, that the person that is about to get, you know, meet the hangman always talks about his mother and somehow brings his mother into the narrative.
And his horse between his knees.
Yeah. Half the time, she's the one that pulls the lever.
Oh! And if you want to see Lanny, you can see him in the interactive book in the basement of the Park City Museum down in the dungeon. And there's a book of wanted posters, and he talks about being wanted.
I look better when I'm dead.
Yeah. We want to thank everyone for joining us this morning on The Morning Mix. Get outside and have some fun. We got the wintry thing happening right now. We're going to go to spring in the next couple of days. But get outside, have some fun. Christy and I will be with you next week. NPR, National.